Praise is such a wonderful way to thank God, you know. It's one of the things that we're told in Scripture we were created to do. And so we fulfill the deepest meaning of our lives when we worship the Lord, when we give Him praise. So it's important for us to do that, and that's why we do it every time we gather. We worship and we praise God. In Psalm 100, verse 4, it says, "Enter His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name." Entering into His presence should always be accompanied by praise. It should always be accompanied by thanksgiving. If I'm going to be in God's presence, I need to be thankful to God. So this idea that I just go to God with ingratitude and just any old attitude that I have, it's really a misnomer. I need to enter His gates with thanksgiving, because no matter what's going on in my life, I have thankfulness that's appropriate to God for many different things that usually I'm not thinking of when I enter His gates any other way. There's so much anxiety in the world. Have you noticed that? So many things to be anxious about. So many things that cause people tension and stress. You know, and I'm convinced that a lot of the anxiety that we see going on in people's lives is because of an unthankful heart. I think people have forgotten how to be thankful. And I think that causes and brings with it stress and anxiety. In Philippians chapter 4, very familiar verse to you, I'm sure. Chapter 4, verse 6, "Be anxious for nothing," Paul says. "But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, make your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." So something happens in my life when I'm thankful, according to what Paul is saying. And that is, peace accompanies thanksgiving. And so Paul says you want to be thankful a lot so that you can be at peace a lot. And so when you're unthankful, it always seems to accompany this unrest, this unpeaceful kind of atmosphere. And if you hear somebody being unthankful, it creates that in your own heart. You know, unthankfulness is contagious, just as thankfulness is. So if I'm a thankful person, I rub off on people. If I'm unthankful, I rub off on people. And you know, it's a shame that there's so much unthankfulness in this world. I remember being in Israel one year with our group that we take periodically. And one year we had a tour guide, and his name was Eitan. Many of you that went to Israel perhaps remember Eitan. Great tour guide, like an encyclopedia of knowledge about Israel. But in discussing things with him, and he would listen to the teachings I would give and all that, and he said at one point, he said, "You know, I'm an atheist." And I said, "That's a bummer." And he admitted, he proclaimed this to us. He said, "It's difficult to be an atheist at times." I said, "I bet." And he said, "For a couple of reasons." He said, "When you're an atheist, it's hard because who do you thank? How can you be thankful and be an atheist? Who do you give thanks to?" And then he said, "The other part about being an atheist that's difficult is it's hard to have hope. How can you have hope if there's no God?" And he's absolutely right. I said, "You know, you're right on." And I would encourage you to not be so dismal anymore and get to know Jesus Christ, because He's the one that gives you hope. He's the one that you can thank. And there's so much of this going on in the world today. And when you come from a heart that trusts in the Lord, it breaks your heart when you think about people and the condition that they're in and how they're just going to stay that way. The anxious heart doesn't get better on its own. The tension doesn't just go away. There's a reason why there's peace in our hearts, and the reason is Jesus Christ. Worry and anxiety can be so easily dealt with if you know the Lord, because you can cast your cares upon him and he will take them from you. Start giving thanks, we tell people. Look, just start being thankful. Well, I don't know. That's not going to work, you know. Have you tried it? Have you tried doing that? There's several scriptures that I gravitate towards frequently. One is in Psalm 95, verses 1 through 3. I'll just read it to you. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. God likes us to come to him singing, you know, even if you've got a terrible voice. I think God has to purify all of our worship, don't you think? He probably has to take it and purify each part of it, because we're not all we should be. But the point is that he loves the heart that will come to him and praise. And so the psalmist declares, hey, this is an important understanding. You know, come into his presence every time with singing and thanksgiving and all that. It's a wonderful way to enter into God's presence. I'm afraid that many of us, including me at times, am guilty of not doing that. I simply run into his presence and I've just got things on my mind and I've got things I got to deal with and I'm just, Lord, help me here and help me. And I just neglect that sometimes. And the outcome's different. When I remember, my attitude changes when I remember, when I understand what Paul's saying, that when I come to God, I shouldn't be anxious because I'm in the presence of the one who controls the universe. And he's not anxious. God does not sit in his heavenly throne, wringing his hands, stressed out. Even when you are messing up and I'm messing up, God doesn't go, oh man, how am I going to fix that? How am I going to fix them? He doesn't stress. He's at perfect peace because he controls the universe. He controls all things. Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 5, another wonderful section of scripture. He says in verse 16, rejoice evermore. That means rejoice every time in everything. Every single circumstance that you find yourself in, rejoice every single time forever. And then he says, pray without ceasing. And then verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So it's the will of God that you give thanks in everything. It's God's will for you. So when people say, well, wonder what God's will is for me, I know what it is. In everything give thanks. That's his will. Apart from that, you know, how the details are unfolding in your life, I don't know. I don't have a clue, but I do know this. God's will is for you to thank him, no matter what is going on, no matter what happens. Sometimes I wonder what the world would be like if everyone was just thankful. If you walked into the store and people were just thankful, when they saw you, They said, oh, thanks for showing up. I'm just so thankful that I can see you, right? I'm just so thankful you're here. I'm thankful you're here tonight, right? This is more fun with people. But thanking people, thankfulness, giving thanks, all that stuff that we talk about and that we know is true, I think could be practiced a lot more by us. And it begins, I'm afraid, with me, with you. See, you can go into the store this week or wherever, into a restaurant or wherever you happen to be, and you can be the guy, you can be the gal who's thankful. You can be the one who's spreading that around and see what happens. Me and my wife went on a trip last year, and we were in a foreign country, and everybody looked kind of angry. And we kind of just kind of played this game where we just started smiling at people. And it's, I mean, it sounds like just, hey, that's just a normal thing, right? Not there, not where we were. It was very unusual, and people would give us weird looks. And you might get a weird look or two if you smile at people, because people aren't sure what you're up to when you smile, right? But we did it anyway, and we kept doing it. And it was kind of fun, because we would get different looks. Some people would try and smile. When you smile them, they're like, right? They're not sure. Well, we're sitting there on this bench by this river, and we're just enjoying the day, and people were walking by, and we were doing our thing, smiling at them. And this one lady, she's walking by, and she looked over at us, and we're smiling at her. And seriously, she stopped and turned around and started talking to us in the language that she was speaking, which we didn't understand a word. But she finally conveyed to us that she was just so shocked that we were so friendly and smiling. And we were just like, huh. It was rather amazing. But you know, we kind of changed that woman's day. She got a little joy in her step after that. Why? Just because we were smiling and, right, just giving her a little bit more of what the real deal is. That's what life is all about, folks. And sometimes we just miss the whole thing because we just forget that we have a lot to be thankful for. There's a lot to express to people in joy and peace and love and kindness and all those things. It sounds like a Mary Poppins movie. But it's true. It's absolutely true that a little bit of joy, a little bit of thanks, a little bit of, you know, just friendly love and kindness towards somebody goes a long, long way in this world. It really does. And our model, our hero in that is Jesus, the one who brings the joy. He was anointed, the Bible says, with the joy of gladness above his fellows, meaning he had more joy than anyone. Sometimes we don't look at Jesus that way. We think of him more like, you know, the movies often depict, very somber and serious. You know, and I'm not sure he would have gathered a lot of people around him looking like that. I am under the impression that Jesus Christ was very joyful. Children ran to him, loved him. He was filled with a joy that surpassed anyone on this earth. And that's what he offers to us. He offers us the joy that he has. Jesus said in John 15, you know, he wanted us to have that joy within us, that his joy would be in us and our joy would be full. there would be just a fullness of joy, and that comes from realizing how much you have. So I hope you realize how much you have. You know, you have loved ones, you have people that care about you, you have a church family, you have turkey to eat, stuff like that, you know. Just thankfulness, man. I'm thankful.